Good evening. So I'm glad to say that on this Ascension Sunday and on Mother's Day, you know, I just want to say something first of all about our wonderful choir. I really love listening to their music. It's just wonderful to listen to very beautiful music, to beautiful voices. I remember when I was young, we had friends of our family that on Mother's Day, the family would gather around their mother and they would sing her a song. And I would always make my mother very, very happy on Mother's Day when I promised her that I would not sing. I don't have a voice at all. I'm not gonna prove it to you. My mother knew I didn't have a good voice. I knew I didn't have a good voice. Because, you know, if I were to sing, you know, it would not sound good. I can't find the right key or the right note. It would maybe sound a little harsh, off balance. In musical terms, they would call it discordant. But there is one place that I do sing, and that's in my car. With the windows rolled up and nobody there, and I sing along with the radio or a CD, and it sounds different. And I think it's because there's some acoustical issues there, that if you're by yourself and you sing, it's just you and your voice. But in a small enclosed space, there is a little bit of an echo. The song, the music goes out, the sound goes out, and then it bounces back. And when it bounces back, it's just off a little bit from the original, and it begins to make a rich sound. I think that's why people sing in their car, or they sing in the shower, or any kind of enclosed place, because it changes the sound of your voice and makes it sound so much better. I think that's the theme of today's readings. It begins with a sound that is not pleasant, a discordant sound, a sound that comes across as harsh. Jesus speaks, that he's going to leave them. He's going to ascend into heaven. He's going to leave. That is a sound that they did not want to hear. That's a discordant sound. It sounds harsh, it's off key, and it's not something that they like hearing. But then there's a return, not today, but next week, because next week is Pentecost Sunday. So these two Sundays are kind of paired. Today is the going away Sunday, and next week is Pentecost, the coming of the Holy Spirit on those disciples in Jerusalem. So this is the discordant, harsh sound of Jesus leaving, and next Sunday, Pentecost, is that beautiful sound of our Lord coming back. And that's what makes the sound so much richer, so much fuller, and so much more fulfilling. That idea of leaving and coming back, I think, is a very powerful theme for these two Sundays together. And I think families, or especially mothers, experience this a lot. There's the initial experience and the joy of receiving a child into the world. And then there's that time when that child turns two and learns the magical word no, and is just, you know, kind of subversive and oppositional and kind of leaving and going away. And then there's that time of a discordant sound when that child goes to school for the first time and is away all day long. And then maybe in teenage years spends more time with their teenage friends than with you. That's another kind of going away. And then there's the time when perhaps, God willing, they get married. And now they are full-time with someone else and maybe even move out of state. All those kinds of going aways, those are discordant sounds. But each one actually has a beautiful echo. When that child turns two and says the word no, the echo back is the mother knows that that child is learning to be an individual person. And when they become friends with others, they're developing their identity and learning how to be a friend with someone else. And certainly that beautiful goal of getting married and having a family of their own, and maybe that has an echo later on when that mother receives grandchildren. And if they live nearby, they receive those grandchildren over and over and over again. So, you know, sometimes, you know, but there's no return unless there's a first going away. You cannot have that beautiful echo unless sometimes that first harsh sound has to go out. So I think mothers kind of understand that in a very, very powerful way. And we understand it as well, that sometimes there has to be a leaving in order for that return to happen. We celebrate that in our faith this week and next week with Jesus leaving on Ascension, but then we celebrate that coming of the Spirit on Pentecost. So maybe if you've already done it, or if you haven't done it, you're still time, that we can be that echo to our mother today for all that we have received from the moments when we were completely helpless after birth, no matter how that relationship might have changed over the years, and certainly sometimes they do change for better or for worse, we can still acknowledge how important they were at our first moment in our life, and we can be that echo back by a phone call or a card, or if they've passed on, like mine, then a simple prayer, because when there is an echo, when there's a return, it makes a very, very beautiful sound.